At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Monday, the Danettes will provide their best and worst of the weekend. It's Deception Monday. We've coined that. We haven't trademarked it yet. Based off of the poll question about a team's record, which one is most deceptive? The Giants at 2-0, Bengals 0-2, Raiders 0-2, Buccaneers 2-0. The Buccaneers shouldn't be on the list at 2-0. I mean, we expect them to be good. I think they'd play. They haven't played well, which is probably pretty scary for other teams. That they're 2-0, I didn't think they played great against the Cowboys. They didn't play great against the Saints. The Giants being 2-0, that's your winner. Ding, 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 ding. Four teams, the Dolphins, Cardinals, Jets, and the Chiefs, all overcame deficits of at least 10 points to win in Week 2. Dolphins down 21, Cardinals down 20, Jets down 13, the Chiefs were down 10, and all came back to win. First time in NFL history that multiple teams overcame a 20-point halftime deficit to win on the same day, the Dolphins and the Cardinals. And you're wondering, if you look at the biggest collapse, the Ravens against the Dolphins, Browns against the Jets, Raiders against Arizona. I would say the Browns because you're at home and you're playing the Jets. Now, the Raiders were at home, but Arizona's a better team than the Jets. The Ravens against the Dolphins, it was in Miami. The Ravens, they're both good teams. I still like the Ravens to win that division. But I would say what happened to Cleveland against the Jets is inexcusable. But, you know, we always look at the negative side of it. You know, the Jets didn't quit. And that's something you want to see. If you're a fan and you know your team might win five games this year, do you play hard? And this is what I admired about the Lions. They weren't winning games last year, but they never quit. And with Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach, you know, they're playing hard all the way to the very end. Because that's a game, you know, when Nick Chubb goes in for the score and you're going, that's it, it's over. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we got a touchdown. Well, we got to get the onside. Well, we got the onside. Well, now we got to still score. We scored a touchdown. Extra point, ball game. Here is the Jets head coach, Robert Saleh, after yesterday's win.
You know, we're the benefit of getting the opportunity. on that last touchdown from Chubb or whoever it was, and just gave us an op. You know, that whole fourth quarter, again, you have an opportunity to seize the game. And then a couple of penalties here, a couple of drop passes here, but proud of them, just the resolve to regroup. And when we got that opportunity to take advantage of it and make something spectacular happen.
And you mentioned Nick Chubb. If Chubb takes a knee and doesn't score, now I don't know if this was brought up to him, hey, don't score. It should be. Kevin Stefanski should say, hey, you know, don't score, take a knee, we could run out the clock. I guess what you're thinking is, what's the Jets, man? I'm going to score a touchdown. We're not going to lose to the Jets. Because I'm trying to understand what the logic would be with that. If you're going to score, or you told not to score. But looking back on it, it becomes an issue. In the moment, I didn't think anything of it. And I'm like, all right, now it's definitely over. All right, let's watch. And I stayed with it. And I thought, oh, my God. All right, it's interesting. Okay, that missed extra point. And then all of a sudden you realize the Jets are going to beat the Browns in Cleveland. Buffalo against Tennessee. Here's something to think about. In the last three games, if I include the two playoff games last year and one regular season game, the Buffalo Bills have scored 16 touchdowns. They have punted a grand total of four times. They didn't punt against Los Angeles against the Rams last week. And remember that punter. They got the, you know, God punter, punter God, whatever is Matt Araiza, San Diego State. They cut him with the sexual allegations against him. But they haven't had to punt. Haven't needed a punter here. And they got the Titans. Titans are 10-point underdogs in this game. Vikings are getting 2.5 points against the Eagles. Yes, Morph.
This might just be the old man in me, but aren't you guys excited that this game starts at 7:15? I am amped that this game starts at 7:15.
Yeah, but there's another game that's after that.
I'm amped that the Buffalo Bills play at 7:15.
Okay, all right. All right. Yeah, Paul?
Did you see that ESPN and ABC announced the national title game will kick off at 7:30 this year? I think in the past it's been more like 8:17.
Yeah.
And you know, it never really changed. That's a pretty big announcement.
Are they guaranteeing it kicks off at 7:30?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, they should.
The pregame show.
Because there'd always be. It used to be when they told you that the game was kicking off at a certain time, they kicked off at that time. Now it's like the pregame show starts when they say that. Hey, tune in, kickoff at 8:30. You're like, it's 9:15. Let's go. Yes, Tom.
Well, they'll get cute with coverage kicks off. It's like, that's not the start of the game.
Coverage. Paulie just showed me a video where Herm Edwards at Arizona State, they lose at home to Eastern Michigan. Well, as I brought this up at the start of the season, you could have an opening at Arizona State. I didn't think it would happen this soon, but we do have an opening there and one at Nebraska where I said if these two jobs open, Urban Meyer might be on the short list there. And also, when you think about it, they're two different jobs. Because Arizona State, if you win eight games, it's like, oh, my God, what a great year. At Nebraska, it's like, all right, now we're kind of getting back there. Now we're getting back to the Osborne era. But at Arizona State, you know, you got USC out of the Pac-12. And you got resources there, great campus, great place to live. Get recruits not only from Arizona, but California, Texas. And that, to me, would make more sense. But Urban might want to get back in the Big Ten, although I don't think I'd want to get back in the Big Ten. Arizona State, all of a sudden, I can get my team ranked. Maybe, you know, we win 9 or 10 games. Maybe we're in, you know, that 12-team playoff. But there's a video where Herm Edwards is walking off the field. You got the PR person next to him. They just lost. And Herm is coming off the field. And then all of a sudden, the president and the AD meet him in the end zone. And you could see the conversation. Herm, you know, felt like, hey, you know, I warned him about Eastern Michigan. No, don't let down. And then it felt like the hammer was dropped right there where it's like, we're going to make a change, Herm. Or we need to talk after the press conference. But That felt like that was reality. That was real. That was right in front of you. It's like, we're going to make a change here. So Herm Edwards is out at Arizona State. All right, let's go around the room. Best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'll start with you.
My best, I watched every snap of Purdue-Syracuse, and what started out as a lame field goal battle turned into 42 points being scored like in the last 11 minutes of the fourth quarter. Cuse over the Boilermakers, 32-29. Worst of the weekend, giving it to the trio of Marvin's UConn Huskies, Georgia Tech, and Youngstown State. Why? They managed to put up a combined total of 0 points Saturday. 59-0 Michigan, 42-0 Ole Miss, 31-0 Kentucky, respectively.
Seton O'Connor, best and worst.
My best of the weekend, Dan Skipper, Lions offensive lineman. He's been in the league for 6 years, got his first start this weekend. He signed something like 20 contracts bouncing around the league, and he was cut coming out of training camp, but then got promoted from the practice squad this week because of injuries. That's pretty cool. 6 years in, finally got his first start.
Okay.
But my even most bester to college football, taking down Northwestern, my Southern... My Southern Miss Golden Eagles took down Northwestern State Demons 64-10.
Well played.
I don't know.
Well played.
What did you think I was referring to?
Maybe Southern Illinois against Northwestern?
Oh, they had a big one.
Yeah, they did.
Well, I didn't want to take that. It's birthday week. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's Paulie's birthday week.
Happy birthday, Paul. That's what I get.
Happy birthday. Marv.
Best of the weekend.
Oh, hey, guys. You know how this goes? It goes around the infield here.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Marv.
Hey. Manti Te'o back at Notre Dame. Got a nice ovation from the crowd. Good to see him back there.
Did he bring his girlfriend?
Wow. He's married.
That's way too soon.
Then you definitely better not.
Yeah, he's married.
Been waiting 10 years to make that joke.
Wow. He's got a couple of kids,
too
I think.
Too soon.
Yeah, Marv. Keep going, Marv.
Oh, worst of the weekend? NBC catching Tommy Reese completely undressing his quarterback on TV, and if you could read lips.
DYFJ.
Woo.
You didn't need to read lips. He aired him out. Do your job!
UGD right about that one.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
I don't have a problem with that because Tommy Reese is the best quarterback in the building, and he's calling plays for the Irish. They need some help there.
Mm. Best and worst, Paul.
Best of the weekend, Southern Illinois Salukis, my Salukis. They went up to one of the toughest places in all of college football to play.
Nobody
Ryan
wants
Field.
To go there.
Nobody wants to. Nobody goes there to Northwestern. 31-24, Coach Nick Hill and the Salukis take down Northwestern, a Big Ten opponent. Man, that seemed like a good time.
It's incredible.
Over there. Really fun.
Yeah.
Kegger and Lewis Park later, I'm sure, down in Carbondale. The other best of the weekend, which is not exactly it's a worst best, Gus Johnson, I think, is Oklahoma-Nebraska.
Yeah.
He got sick and couldn't do the second half. Joel Klatt, the color analyst, jumped up to do play-by-play. I think Brady Quinn jumped in, and Coach Meyer jumped in to help out. So it was a good job by their crew to, you know, that's a pretty big game to have to adjust.
Absolutely. I thought Joel did a great job that Gus was not able to do the second half there. A couple more phone calls here. Lamar in Virginia. Lamar?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Best and worst of the weekend. What year is this in the NFL? You got the Giants winning, Jets winning, Jaguars winning. my coach, unfortunately, is 0-1-1. I don't think we've ever started a season like that ever. My best of the weekend, though, is my Las Vegas Aces winning the WNBA championship.
Woo!
Yeah. Hammond, Uzi Wilson, man. I don't know if we've ever had a better season as a team. I mean, Asia Wilson winning MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Jackie Young having Most Improved, Becky Hammond winning Coach of the Year, Commissioner Cup, Finals MVP. I mean, I don't know if there's a better storyline. I mean, I don't know if a lot of people are talking about it. I know we've had a great year in the WNBA, mostly contributing to Sue Bird her last year. I just hope we can continue supporting the WNBA as a fan.
I think if it's interesting, I mean, that's the thing. And thank you, Lamar. You know, the WNBA has been presented similar to how soccer used to be. Like, you just don't get it. You know, it grows. You look for storylines. You look for players. You know, it's no different than any other sport. But I would always be told, you know, you don't follow soccer, you don't get it. And I have slowly followed soccer. And I do appreciate the premiership. I do. I'm not passionate about it, but I certainly understand it and would love to go watch a couple of games there. But, you know, the WNBA, sometimes you watch, it's good. Sometimes you watch, it's not. But it's like any other sport. But this, you don't get it, or why aren't you watching? There's a whole lot of things to choose from. There's a lot of things I don't watch, but it doesn't mean I don't like them. Yeah, Paul.
One thing I think helps the WNBA is that the college stars in women's college stay 3 or 4 years, yeah. Probably 4 years. Like Sabrina Ionescu, she's with the New York Liberty. I watched her a lot in college. She was talked about a lot. She was a pretty well-known player. Paige Beckers from UConn is very well-known, even if you don't like college basketball, women's college basketball.
Yeah.
So when she goes into pros, there's name recognition.
Yeah, that's going to be a big deal when Paige Beckers goes in there.
Candace Parker seems like she's been around forever.
What about Caitlin Clark?
Yeah. I mean, she's going to go from Iowa to a first-round pick, and she's got 3 years of notoriety.
No, and look, I appreciate good basketball. And I go back to, you know, the great coach John Wooden, who said he loved watching women's basketball because they play true basketball, and that is the case. They do. They don't rely on, hey, I can dunk. It's an interesting style of basketball, but it's a pure sense of basketball, truer sense of basketball, if that's what you like. But a lot of people want to see the dunks. They want to see, you know, these crazy plays. Yes, Marv. And Marv worked the game.
I was at the game yesterday, and I saw Mark Davis in all his glory. He's wonderful to see in person.
The Raiders coach went to that game instead of going to the Raiders game.
Good choice by him.
Yeah.
Really good choice.
Yeah.
But there's no shortage on profanity. Becky Hammon was letting the refs
have it. Whoa.
Nice.
Really?
Ooh, okay, Becky.
So you were down on the sidelines.
Yeah, I was right underneath the basket.
Oh, you were doing sound?
Actually, I was with the camera crew.
Oh.
Just like I used to do here before I was a Danette.
Yeah.
And I became brand new, everyone.
All right.
And I was behind there, and we were right next to the Aces bench.
Yeah.
And a lot of GDs and a lot of F words and S word, BS. I said, okay. Somebody hung around Greg Popovich a ton.
Did you bring any souvenirs? Anything for the man cave?
Any gifts?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Next time.
I know, but you could have brought something that I could have put in the man cave.
I know. When they won, it got a little hectic.
Did you go in the locker room?
Championship ceremonies? I did not. I was only out for the trophy presentation, and then you know how it goes. And it's a lot going on at that point. But, hey, Vegas, please send something over because I really wanted one of those championship shirts.
Right. Well, you can buy those. I'm talking about something there. You know, when I left the building after Jordan won the NBA championship in 1998, I took a banner that said NBA Finals 1998. I took the Dennis Rodman, that poster that's right above my door right there. That was in the media room. And I'm like, I'm walking out the building. I'm going, this is Jordan's last game. I'm taking stuff. And I grabbed the banner there, and I grabbed the thing off the wall in the media room.
It wasn't Asia Wilson's last game. Maybe I should. I'm going to go to Vegas and grab something.
I'm just saying you could have gotten something that you didn't have to get something, you know, crazy. You could just got something, you know, hey, I got this for the man cave.
Next time. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to grab something.
No, you don't like the WNBA, so that's why you didn't grab anything. Yes, Tom.
Anyone say anything to you as you were pulling souvenirs off the walls?
What are they going to say to me? I'm Dan Patrick.
That's true. That's a valid point. So what do you do with it? Karen,
no, I did say to one of the people who worked in David Stern's office, and I said, hey, I'm gonna take this. And he goes, all right. I didn't see anything. I said, oh, good. Maybe I'm going to. I have a basketball from the Seattle Supersonics when they were in the NBA Finals. It's right there outside the door. Got Seattle Supersonics on it. I somehow had it when I walked out the door after the NBA Finals.
Hey, what are you doing there, Patrick? You like to convince someone?
Hey. But the equipment person gave me a Seattle Supersonics warm-up top and gave me a basketball. So it was nice. So I didn't officially take that. All right, let me take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. NFL action in full swing. The official, well, an official sports betting partner of the NFL might as well be the official. We're talking touchdowns, big plays, even bigger wins. Customers, new ones can get something special. Bet $5 on any NFL team to win. Get $200 in free bets if they do. And if that's not enough, how about stepped up same game parlays? Right now, if you want to bet up to 100, for every leg you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100%. Bigger payouts. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Help me out, Todd.
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Bonus issued as free bets, one boost per eligible game. 10-plus leg required for 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Titans going to have to score some points. They've had a problem doing that going back to last season. Got the Buffalo Bills and their 10-point underdogs.
10?
10-point underdogs.
Wow.
When's the last time the Titans were 10-point underdogs? Maybe our stats guy can help us out with that. We talk about five-star recruits all the time. ESPN makes a big deal about somebody's a five-star. They give all the rankings there. And then you see a quarterback named Stetson Bennett. He was a walk-on for Georgia. Won a national title. And he's the quarterback again. Georgia dominated against South Carolina. But you start talking about, you know, Spencer Rattler, five-star recruit coming out of high school. He's South Carolina's quarterback there. We get caught up in these labels. And there are players who are really good in high school, and they start to level off. And I remember playing against guys, and I thought, God, that guy is great. And then all of a sudden, you realize that's as great as he's going to be. And you'll see this in basketball a lot, where we're going, man, this guy's really good. And then you realize that's as good as he's going to get. And then you have other guys that are still in development there, where you go, yeah, he's okay. And then all of a sudden, yeah, he's good. And then all of a sudden, he's pretty good. And then it's all of a sudden, it's, man, he's great. I mean, look at Giannis. Giannis was nowhere near a finished product. And you looked at him and you went, okay, kind of a reach there for the Bucks, but hey, you know, could be an interesting pick in the middle of the first round. And then all of a sudden you watch him, and all right, he's getting in like 9 points, and then all of a sudden he came back, and then he's like, all right, and then all of a sudden it's like, man, if he ever learns to shoot, he's going to be great. And then all of a sudden, he's your league MVP. You get that opportunity to get somebody. You know, Kawhi Leonard couldn't shoot when he came in, but he was a great defender. And then all of a sudden, he became a very good shooter, a competent shooter there, and became a great player. Yeah, Mark.
I think you end up seeing that so much, a lot, especially in Russell Westbrook, when he went to UCLA.
Yeah.
Like, he was like a three-star recruit, maybe, and they just found him out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I hate to sound like a homer, but Emeka Okafor at UConn, I know, is out of nowhere, but they went to go look for somebody else, and they saw him. All right, he could be something. So you just never know.
Well, John Morant, they accidentally recruited him at Murray State. They were recruiting somebody else, and then all of a sudden they saw John Morant. That's what I don't understand. How could you not see that? Even if it's rough, even if it's, you know, it's not polished, you still have to see that ability to be able to jump, athleticism, where you go, I got to take it, a flyer on this. Like, Russell Westbrook was really athletic when he went to UCLA. But, you know, we focused on Kevin Love. And then all of a sudden, this Russell Westbrook, his engine never turned off. And then you go, okay, all right, well, that's an interesting guy. And then all of a sudden, he went really high in the draft. And then you realize he was going to be a very good, an impact player. Yeah, because I thought O.J. Mayo was going to be a better player than Kevin Love. Paulie and I had a bet. And I was like, no, O.J. Mayo. Well, O.J. Mayo topped out. Kevin Love just kept getting better and better. And added the three-point shot. He was a really good rebounder, understood the game. Probably a, you know, coach's son, probably showed up and, you know, first one to get to the gym, last one to leave. Yes, Paul.
If you go back and look at, like, Rivals and other places, the top high school quarterback every year, it's interesting to see where they go. Because, like, Bo Nix a couple years ago was the number one drop-back quarterback in America. And he started okay at Auburn, and now, you know, he had to leave. He had to move on. DJ Uiagalelei, his first year at Clemson, you're like, oh, my gosh. You could find stories that if he were eligible for the draft now, blah, 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 and there's a chance that he could be replaced at that school.
Well, you had analysts who said, oh, my God, Christian Hackenberg at Penn State, he'd be the number one pick. Josh Rosen, man, if he could come out now, I'd be like, okay. Sam Darnold, Matt Barkley. You just, if you go to a certain school, it feels like you're already anointed. Like, I don't know if Justin Fields is a great quarterback. I don't know if he can be a great quarterback. I don't know if he's going to be able to show if he can be with the Bears. But he went to Ohio State, and, man, that guy's, you know, you're throwing for 45 touchdowns. Yeah, Marv.
Mitch Mustang, Jimmy Clausen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jimmy Clausen, because he went to Notre Dame. Yeah. A couple more phone calls in here. Barry in Santa Fe. Hi, Barry. What's on your mind?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. Best of the weekend. My J-E-T-S. Jets, 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 with a ponderous come-from-behind victory over the Browns. I had the Mets on the big screen. I had the Jets with the sound down on the tablet. DeGrom's cruising along, mowing down Pirates. Oize gives up a three-run home run to tie the game. I look down. Chubb scores. It's over. I look back up again. I look back down again. 30-24. All right, at least we're not in embarrassment this weekend. I look up. Four runs. Mets take the lead. I look down. 22 seconds. The Jets ahead. Boy, they, my kisses can't take it.
Well, congratulations, Barry.
Soliloquy.
Yeah. Oy vey. Oy vey. Oy vey. Aaron Judge hit number 58 and 59 of the season. Yankees beat the Brewers. So he has 11 multi-home run games. It's interesting that this is a national story, but he's really breaking Roger Maris's Yankee record. It's not a national record. But, you know, in some people's minds it is that, okay, he's clean. I don't know who's clean or not. I mean, I don't want to celebrate it by going, yeah, he's clean, because I've been down that road before. I guess if I would look at it, I would say, all right, if we're going to look at the cleaner era of Major League Baseball, then Aaron Judge would be your home run king if he gets past Roger Maris. With 59 home runs, he now has the most home runs in a single season by a right-handed hitter in American League history. That is something I did not know. Previously tied with two guys who played in the 1930s. Now, that's a big deal. In that stadium, because it's catered to left-handed batters, Hank Greenberg and Jimmy Fox both hit 58 home runs in a season, but Aaron Judge... Now with this 59th. Yes, Paulie?
Aaron Judge is older than people think because he came into the league at age 24. He'll be 31 when spring training starts. He's going to ask. This is his only contract he's getting. This is his biggie.
Yeah.
Let's say he asks for 9 years. What would be the number? 350? I'm going off the top of my head.
9 times 5 is 54.
Okay. So,
well, I'm just saying he bet on himself. Let's say 9 times 4, so 360.
Okay, so
maybe 380, maybe 400. By the way, whatever happened to Juan Soto? Does anybody remember? This was the incredible trade, and it's one of the great trades of all time. And yeah, exactly. I'm guessing Judge will probably look for $400 million.
Now, the Yankees usually pay, but if you go back, the Cardinals didn't do that at the same age with Albert Pujols.
I know.
And Albert Pujols' first 10 years were quite a bit better than Aaron Judge's first 7.
Yes.
Is there any chance the Yankees say, no, we can't do that. We can't pay you $400 million for your 30s.
I don't want to be paying that kind of money to him.
Aaron Judge has had 2 great seasons out of 7.
They're already overpaying for Giancarlo Stanton. Are they still paying Jacoby Ellsbury?
Probably.
Like they're just, is Johnny Damon still on the books? You know,
if you see the articles, everyone's like, what a great year for Aaron Judge to have his career year going into free agency. They got to pay him, blah, blah, blah. The Yankees don't seem like the prudent team. They seem like the team that takes the player from the prudent team.
Well, look at what they paid for Gerrit Cole. Man. You know, Jacob DeGrom has, he and Clayton Kershaw, what they've done in their the last, whatever, 8 or 9 years, historical. I mean, Jacob DeGrom's ERA is never over 250. Never. And the fact that he wants to, and I've said this from the beginning of the season, that I was told he's going to opt out and he wants to go to the Braves. Now, I'm told by somebody that I trust, and there have been varying reports that will validate that, but I was told that in spring training he would be a free agent. He would opt out no matter what happened, and that he would be interested in joining the Braves. Yes, Paul.
One of the all-time freaky baseball stats is Jake DeGrom of the Mets. He won the Cy Young in seasons. He went 10 and 9 and 11 and 8.
Yeah.
Just a tick above 500. But he led a league in ERA, and he's playing for the Mets with no run support.
But see, that's where analytics comes in. Without analytics, he's not winning the Cy Young. Just not. Yeah, Marv.
Felix Hernandez has like one of those Cy Young seasons, too, where he's like 13 and 12.
Yeah.
But the ERA was crazy or something like that.
I don't think you can be King Felix and, you know, you win 11 games or something, or 13 games, whatever it is. Last time the Titans were 10-point underdogs in the regular season, 2018, they were 10-point underdogs at Jacksonville, and they won the game 9-6. Jacksonville was, is that the last time they were good?
Saxonville era?
Yeah.
That was that playoff game where they were a couple miles Jack plays away from going to the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
It was the Patriots. Yeah, Patriots.
Patriots-Jags.
They had a couple turnovers or a couple plays late, or they were going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Blake Bortles, late Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles. Last time the Titans were more than a 10-point underdog in the regular season was 2015, where they were 14.5-point underdogs against the Patriots. Titans were 10-point underdogs in the 2019 divisional round playoffs. They were 10-point dogs at Baltimore. They won by 16. Let's see. Ted in Tampa. Hi, Ted. Welcome back.
Hey, DP. How you doing?
Great.
I got two bets for you.
Okay.
Number one, just like in the days before Tampa Bay got here, Jameis Winston yesterday led the Bucs to victory. And number two, next week, Saturday, turn in and watch this quarterback from University of Kentucky, Levis.
Yeah, we've seen him. Yeah,
a lot like Tebow, strong arm, accurate, and is strong enough to run over cornerbacks and some linebackers.
Yeah, I've kept my eye on him, and I think he's going to be a first round draft pick. But you know what happens now, where you're trying to analyze somebody and say he's going to be first round draft pick, until the scouts get their hands on them, you know, whatever you hear. It might not be fair to the player, because you're going, man, that guy, he's going to be great, or he's going to be first-round pick, or he reminds me of. Yes, but until they go to the combine, until the scouts look, until they look at the medicals, they actually measure them to see if they are 6'4", they're 6'2.5", you know, it's fun to talk about. And I do the same thing, and where you look at somebody and you go, that guy can play on Sunday. But when it comes to handicapping, you know, there are guys who get paid to do this, but until you get that actual true information, it's really hard to handicap. It's fun because we'll put out a mock draft right after the draft for the following season, and they haven't even played yet. Jeff in Detroit. Jeff, congratulations. The Lions won a football game. How about that, Jeff?
Thank you, Dan. Yep. Thank you. We're having a parade here third. No, I'm just kidding.
Come on.
The Lions, the Jets, the Giants all won. Jags won. Man, listen, what's going on? Shay and Irvin actually laughed on your show. I had never heard Shay laugh before. He chuckled, man. What is happening? And to James, you are a class act, my brother. How can you be mad at somebody like that? How are you going to turn me getting ready to gloat into an inspirational speech and bring up kids and football? Oh, man, how can I be mad at that guy?
Well, wow. And Jeff, by the way, he sent in a video, and his wife hit him with a pie to the face. So we appreciate that, and he paid off his bet. And yes, the people on social media, I know if Jimmy G starts next week that I get a pie to the face. But I got to wait. Who knows what could happen? He could slip, you know, fall going into, you know, film session. Seaton was like, there are a lot of people on social media want to remind you that you got to get a pie. I know that. It was one of the great bets that we've had on this program. Nick in California. Hey, Nick, what do you have for me?
Hi, Dan. Oh, that was such a painful day yesterday. Best of the weekend to a tag of Gotta Love You. That kid, that was like hello world right there. That he, I mean, all he's got to do is that for like 20 more years, and he'll be right up there when six or seven Super Bowls. But it was good to see Miami, which is a great city. Good to see it rocking. Worst of the weekend as a Raider fan, I'm going to have to say it's the San Francisco quarterback breaking his leg. I was watching that game on Red Zone, and it hasn't really made the rounds that much, but they showed the snap, and then they showed him getting up and trying to walk on it. I feel so sorry for that kid. You know, anyone like you and me, Dan, in basketball, like the you know, the rodeo circuit of small Division I. I was at San Francisco State, and you play against great players. You go to the NBA and blah blah blah. But this kid, I was rooting for him. I was rooting for him, even though I was a Raider fan. Love you guys. We have much love for you in California.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you. Yeah, the Trey Lance tried to get up. And then that's, you know, when that pain kind of hits you. And then your body goes into shock when you get injured, when you know you're injured. And then your body kind of protects you. It's kind of a weird thing, you know, with the number of injuries that I've had and surgeries. Where I remember where I injured my knee, and I said to the person I'm with, I go, I need knee surgery. I just hurt my knee. They're like, how do you know that? I go, I know. And so you sit down, and the person said, you're not in pain. I go, no, your body kind of takes over and kind of protects you like that. And then you'll see guys go off on a stretcher and give the thumbs up. You know, you just broke your ankle. You know, T.J. Watt coming off going, I just tore my pec. It sounds like that's what the doctor would say to the coach. Yeah, he's torn his pec. He's like, no, I've torn my pec. Your body kind of protects you. I don't know how that happens, but it does. All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. With each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good. Do good and never forget the sacrifices America's heroes have made for us. Heroes like U.S. Marine Corps Corporal Christopher Greer. He was a firefighter and an EMT in Tennessee. Deployed to Afghanistan, he was 25 years of age, gave his life serving our country. Corporal Greer, survived by his wife and their children, Tunnel to Towers, paid off the family mortgage. Our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and veterans, even homeless service members, that's where Tunnel to Towers comes in. For some families, the foundation brings comfort in knowing that they can stay in the home they shared with their fallen loved ones. And for others, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. And all of this is possible because of your generosity and your support. Donate $11 a month, Tunnel to Towers, T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number two. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Anybody taking the Vikings straight up against the Eagles? Paulie, you don't need the 2.5.
Don't, straight up. Money line. The Vikings, nobody talks about them nationally. It's this is how they get a little notoriety.
Okay, all right. Anybody with Paulie on that? Nobody.
Great.
I like both of these teams. I think they're both playoff caliber teams, and the fact that the Eagles are at home, I would lean towards them. Would not be shocked at all if the Vikings won this game. Yes, Paulie? Or Seton?
I was going to say, it sounds like you're calling for a tie then, which would be an amazing call.
Yeah.
You like both these teams.
Yes.
Can you bet on a tie? Like, can you? What, the odds would be astronomical, I think. Like, to bet on tonight's game to finish in a tie.
I don't. We'd have to ask our friends at DraftKings.
Because they don't do a tie and a half.
Ooh.
You know? It's like that kind of messes the whole thing up. Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's ever bet on a tie. Yes, Todd?
I would think there would be. There's much stranger prop bets than just betting that the game's going to end at a tie. I would think that would be a way to bet on that.
But I bet that would be kept because a maniac.
You bet that. See?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the odds would be so high that some maniac would put $1,000 on and just crush a bookie.
Micah Parsons had 2 sacks in the win against Cincinnati. He now has 5 career games with at least 2 sacks. There have been 6 players since 1982 with at least 2 sacks in 5 of his first 20 career games. Would anybody like to wager a guess, Marv?
Javon Kearse.
Oh, I could
guess. No. There's one guy on here that I don't even remember. One guy is playing now. One guy used to be a somewhat frequent guest on the show.
And what is the question again?
Why aren't you listening to me?
I was thinking about tie bets.
Micah Parsons is the 6th player since 1982 with at least 2 sacks in 5 of his first 20 career games.
82, is 82 a hint? Or is 80, that, oh, that's when the sack stats.
1982, yeah. Yes. One is Mark Anderson.
He was on the Bears for a while, I think.
I don't remember him. One player is playing now, has a brother playing now. Yeah, Paulie?
J.J. Watt.
Oh, nice try. That's always your answer for everything.
Yeah, it's automated.
Yeah,
usually right.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Joey Bosa.
Mm. Okay. Brosas.
The Bosas. Alden Smith. Clay Matthews Jr. the third, you know, somewhat regular guest on the program. And the other one is a former Raven and I think a Bronco. Yeah, Paul.
Mike McCrary?
No. Yes, Todd.
Elvis Doomerville?
Yes. Oh, Elvis Doomerville, my Bronco. Were you booing just like the home fans were with the Broncos?
I was doing more than that. It's amazing that I didn't throw something at the TV. These last 2 weeks have been insanely frustrating.
But you won.
We did, but it didn't feel like a win. It was just embarrassing.
All right. Michael Strahan, a big-time star, is going to join us on the program. Roger in Indiana. Hey, Roger, what do you have for me?
Well, thankfully, we got rid of Herm Edwards, which you guys have talked about for a couple weeks. Now you need to call Urban Meyer and get him out to Tempe.
Well, I'm not brokering any deals here, Roger. I just told you what I was told, that if Arizona State opened up, and it was likely going to, then that would be a place that's a sleeping giant, according to my source. Because you can win there. And even if you win 8 games, the heat's off. Well, the heat's always going to be on. But you know, 8 wins, you're like, we'll take that. And you can win the Pac-12. USC's gone. Hey, you know, seems like Oregon may be down a little bit and Stanford's down. And I don't know. Just seems Nebraska, you're going into still legacy territory of, hey, we expect greatness here. I mean, Arizona State, what do you go back to Frank Cush? You know, this is different with Nebraska. Sean in Sacramento. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind?
Yo, my uncle from another mother, my brother's behind the board. I'm making it real quick, man. Worst of the weekend, Taysom Hill, man, getting the Ed McCaffrey-style ankle snap. It was horrible to watch, man. Jimmy G coming in, possibly making a start next week, which leads to my best of the weekend. Damn, man. It's going to be the first pie you've taken since Michael Irvin almost broke your nose.
That's true.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, he drew blood when he gave that to me. Sean had Trey Lance and Taysom Hill, yeah. Like Taysom Hill.
He mixed them up.
Yeah, he mixed those up, yeah. We knew what you meant, Sean. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
Dan, for this past hour. Damn it.
Are you listening today?
What?
I know you've been celebrating Paulie's birthday week a little.
Hey, happy birthday, Paulie.
Team in the most trouble, Dan. Your options were Colts, Bengals, Raiders, Broncos. Right now, 51% of the audience say the Colts,
yeah.
Followed by the Bengals. Dang.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
The Dolphins are actually 2-0 on the season.
Thank
nice job
you.
By you on that.
Seton O'Connor.
Tim Tebow puts his Heisman to use.
Yes, he does. A great gesture. Marb.
Happy birthday, Paulie.
Hey!
Happy birthday!
All
birthday
this week. It's going to be great. Paulie, what'd you learn?
I may have voluntary surgery and take the week off. Luke Bryan, the country singer, has Tim Tebow's jersey.
The numbers don't lie. In the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen Simply Safe Home Security to protect their home. It's Simply Safe. Your safety is the only thing that matters. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring, simplysafedan.com. Oh, what a great way to start the week. Thanks for joining us. Michael Strahan on the program tomorrow. Hope you'll join us as well. Oh, but there's one more item before we close out this Monday show. If you own a business, listen up, because I have a payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time, maybe towards the end of the year at the latest. And if you run a business, you have 5 or more employees, and you manage to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000. That's per employee. Not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. That's where GetRefunds.com will come in. The team of tax attorneys they put together They're highly trained. This is a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. They do all the work. They don't charge you up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. Once again, don't miss out. The payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time. GetRefunds.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.